Well, thank you very much for all the comments and questions. I think this topic is actually really, really big, so I think we're a little bit run out of time. But I would like to just make three main points and respond to the questions and comments. So the first point about customs and cooperation with customs, and I think some of you mentioned about greening the HS codes, customs. So of course, that is one very practical tool also to track and to monitor transboundary movements. Just to say that there is very strong cooperation between the Basel Secretariat and WCO, and we do submit proposals to assign or amend HS codes based on the Basel Convention. So not all the waste streams and entries have the code, but there is many do, and there is also ongoing work. And two things to mention here, recent or rather recent new HS code for the e-waste. So now it's possible actually to track the trade on e-waste through the HS codes. And then the plastic waste. So I mentioned the plastic waste amendment, and the current HS codes on plastic waste were not really so compatible. They're really coming from very different angles. So now what happened is that there is almost pre-final, I mean, there will be still some final approvals, but it looks like the WCO agreed to amend HS codes on plastic waste, which will be in line with the plastic waste amendments, meaning that it will be easier for countries to track plastic waste. And I'm really happy that a representative of Brazil mentioned the Demeter operation. So we're also very much part of supporting this operation because it's on the implementation of the Basel Convention and Montreal Protocol. And one issue I would like to mention, which is quite interesting, if you and that goes to the point from representative of Peru, what about the situation in Grulak or in Latin America, like in terms of the cases of illegal trafficking waste? So based on the statistics, on the reports on illegal traffic coming to our convention, on Basel Convention, and similarly, based on the data collected by WCO on the Demeter operation, there is very little data about the cases of illegal traffic from Latin America, in Latin America. To be honest, we cannot really explain that for the moment, but so that was noted, and I think from our side at least, for the next biennium, we'll be doing another studies and we'll be looking more in details why is that. Because we do know that Latin America is working on e-waste, on plastic waste, it's very much involved, but for some reason, we don't have data coming on case of illegal traffic. So that's one point. The second point about, about the PIC procedure. So the PIC procedure is mandatory. It's legally binding to all parties, 191 parties, on the waste within the scope of the convention. So meaning the hazardous waste, waste defined as hazardous under the national legislation and other waste. So that's mandatory. And one point I would like to make, so I didn't really go into the details how this procedure works, but there's a very, very step in this procedure. Let's say if you have two companies in two countries, they have to sign a legally binding contract. And based on that, the competent authority, the environmental authority, would look at that and verify and then decide whether to go ahead and agree or give a consent to the proposed movement or not. So there are a lot of steps within, not a lot, but there are some steps within the procedure to really ensure that whatever has been traded ends up in the facility, which will ensure environmental sound management standard, not, for example, what you mentioned that happens, for example, in some cases for the ULAP. And then the last point is about cooperation, international cooperation. I think this is one of the key points. And for example, under the Basel Convention, we have a network on combating illegal traffic. It's called Enforce. And here you have representatives of parties, regional centers, but also organizations such as UNODC, such as WCO, such as UNEP, Interpol, Europol. And this group of expert organizations get together to really avoid duplication and to see how they can, what they can do together. So you have such a structure in place. UNCTAD is not part of the INFORCE, but there is an opportunity to join. It's a network, but also because we have active cooperation, for example, with Interpol and Europol, we hear from them that they set up a regional enforcement network, including in Latin America, I think it's called Jaguar, for example, on illegal traffic, including also now waste. So, and we're also trying to connect police, enforcement networks with environmental, but it looks like enforcement networks including on the regional level, are a good way to improve cooperation and to combat illegal traffic, because these issues are very complex. So you have you need to put a lot of puzzle in place, legislation, enforcement, but also this cooperation between different law enforcement entities. So there is a lot of good developments, I think, on this front, but of course, a lot of things still to be done. Thank you.